Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We take the sources you share and really dig into them for the sharpest insights.
That's the idea.
Today, we've got something a bit different. It's a children's story, actually. Mission Monkeys. The Spelling Spiderweb.
Right. Sounds simple, maybe, but it's surprisingly packed with interesting bits. We're going to treat it like a fun little case study.
Exactly. A case study about, well, teamwork, maybe following instructions, handling unexpected problems, stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's set the scene. We're deep in Jungle Junction, lots of leafy vines, and these mission monkeys, they're on a pretty important job delivering banana cupcakes.
The best kind of job.
Yeah.
To the Critter Cafe, right.
To the Critter Cafe. But, there's a snag.
Before we get to the snag, let's quickly meet the team. There are four monkeys, each kind of different.
Okay. Yeah, good idea.
First up is Mila. She loves letters, and she's got this cool gadget, her spelling scope.
Right. Mila's the detail-oriented one, always prepared with her special tool, very focused.
Then there's Milo. He's, let's say, energetic.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Full of beans. Sees a web, immediately thinks playground.
We'll get back to that. Then Mia.
Mia's the smart one. Really good at sounding out words, you know, figuring things out. Insightful.
Insightful, good word. And finally, Mook.
Mick. He's the careful one. A bit nervous, especially about, well, spiders.
Understandable, but the story says he's a good guesser sometimes.
Yeah, when he's not too worried, he has good instincts. So that's the crew.
Okay, crew assembled, cupcakes in hand. They're heading along the trail. And then B-O-I-E.
Spieloing. That's Milo. Being Milo.
He bounces right into this huge spider web blocking the path. But it's glowing.
Yeah, not your average web. It's an enchanted spelling spider web. Suddenly, their delivery rod is blocked by a challenge.
And out comes the gatekeeper. A spider.
Not just any spider. A sparkly one. Wearing glasses, even. Lowering down on the silk thread. Very official looking. In a spider sort of way.
You say sparkly spider with glasses. What's the rule?
The spider lays it out very clearly, basically. To pass through the web, you must spell words instead. Step on the wrong letter, and you'll stick like a sweater.
Stick like a sweater. Okay, so you have to spell correctly letter by letter on the web strands.
Exactly. Mess up, and you're stuck fast.
I can see why Mick would be nervous now.
Oh, yeah. He immediately whispers he doesn't want to become web spaghetti.
Web spaghetti. That definitely raises the stakes. It's not just about spelling. It's about not getting eaten, or at least very stuck.
Precisely. So the team has to work together here.
All right. First challenge. Web word number one. The word is WB. Fitting?
Very fitting. And guess who's up?
Gotta be Mila with her spelling scope.
You got it. She pulls out her scope, checks the letters, nice and steady, jumps W, then E, then B.
And success.
Success. The web seems to like that. One sticky path clears open for them. A little bit of progress.
Okay, one down. They're proving they can follow the rules. What's next?
Web word number two. The word is B-U-G. And this time, it's Mick's turn.
Oh, boy. The spider-fearing monkey has to jump on a web to spell B-U-G.
Talk about facing your fears, right. And he's trying. He really is. He gets the B. He gets the U. But then he hesitates. He's near a D.
No, not D-U-D.
Almost. But remember Mia, the insightful one.
The word sounder outer.
Exactly. She shouts out a warning like, Mick, think, goo-goo.
Nice teamwork. Does he get it?
He does. He quickly corrects, jumps onto the G-B-U-G. Phew.
Wow. Close call. What's the reward for that nail biter?
Something small but encouraging. A banana sticker from the spider.
A sticker?
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cute. A little positive reinforcement.
Yeah, keeps him motivated. You know. Shows him he can do it, even if he's scared.
Okay, smart spider. So two words down. Who's next?
Mia's turn now. Her word is S-P.
S-P-I-N. Seems straightforward for her.
Oh, she makes it look easy. Hops S-P-I-N. No hesitation. Pure skill.
Does the web react?
Big time. The whole thing lights up like a disco floor.
Uh-huh. A disco web.
And the spider's impressed, too. Calls her spelling spintastic.
Spintastic. I like that. She clearly aced it. Okay, things are looking up. Mila, Meek with help. Mia, Just Milo left.
Just Milo. And his word is Z-I-P. Z-I-P. Should be simple enough, right?
You'd think so.
Yeah.
But this is Milo we're talking about, the energetic trampoline enthusiast.
Right. So accuracy is key here.
Mm.
He starts off okay. Z-I.
Uh-oh. I sense a butt coming.
Big butt. Instead, P jumps on.
Q.
Q. Why Q? Zip doesn't have a Q.
His reason. He apparently thought Q was the cool letter.
Oh, Milo. Choosing style over substance. What happens?
W-H-M-M-P. He gets instantly stuck, just dangling there by one foot.
Yikes. So breaking the rules, even for coolness, has consequences.
Immediate consequences. You gotta stick to the basics, the actual letters in the word.
So is he stuck for good? Mission failed.
Well, no. The spider actually seems a bit amused. It giggles.
The spider giggled.
Yep. Then it lowers down a little ladder made of silk for Milo and gives him some advice.
Basically, stick with the basics next time. A gentle lesson, you know.
Yeah.
It's okay to make a mistake, but learn from it. Don't just pick letters because they look cool.
That's surprisingly forgiving for an enchanted spelling spider. A learning opportunity.
Exactly. A bit of fun, a bit of a lesson learned about paying attention.
Okay, so Milo's free. They just have one more word, right?
The last one? The word is J-U-M-P.
J-U-M-P. Seems like they all learned something. How does this one go?
Perfectly. They probably all work together on that one. Nice and careful. They spell J-U-M-P. P-O-O-F. The giant glowing web just vanishes. Path cleared.
They did it. They passed the spelling test.
They passed the spelling test. Teamwork, focus, learning from mistakes.
Yeah.
It all worked. Mm. Now they can finally get those cupcakes to the Critter Cafe.
But wait, is that the end of the spider?
Not quite.
Yeah.
Just as they're about to leave, the spider reappears, and it has something for them.
Another sticker.
Better. A little gift. Wrapped in silk. Mm-hmm. It's a glittery certificate.
The certificate? What does it say?
It reads, Official Spelling Swingers, Jungle Junction Champs.
Official Spelling Swingers. That's quite the title. They earned it.
They definitely did. And there's a practical bonus mentioned, too.
Oh, yeah.
The spider tells them, Cupcake deliveries, get free web toll next time.
Ha. So proving their spelling skills means easier deliveries in the future, like an easy pass for enchanted spider webs.
Pretty much. It's a reward for their competence and, you know, getting through the challenge together.
So let's wrap this up for you, our listener. What are the big takeaways from this monkey mission? It's obviously fun, but what are the key lessons?
Well, first, it really shows how to spell simple words, right? Like W-E-B, bug, span in, Z-I-A-P, J-M-P. Good practice there.
Definitely. And the importance of sounding things out, like Mia did for Mick, recognizing the right letters.
Yeah, that listening and teamwork part was huge. Mick might have gotten stuck without Mia's help.
True. They needed each other.
And maybe a surprising lesson. Not all spiders are super scary. This one was actually pretty smart, maybe even funny with the disco lights and the giggling.
Right. The glasses-wearing, rule-giving, certificate-awarding spider. A complex character.
So they proved themselves. They're now the official spelling swingers. They handled those 3- and 4-letter words.
They handled the pressure, the fear, the impulse to use cool letters.
Mm-hmm. Which makes you think, doesn't it? They've mastered this level.
What's the next level then?
Well, that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
They got the free pass for next time.
Yeah.
But what if the Critter Cafe orders, I don't know, pineapple upside down cake?
Ooh, pineapple. That's a long word.
Exactly. If they run into another spelling challenge on that delivery, how will the official spelling swingers handle a really tricky, maybe 8- or 9-letter word? That's something to ponder for their next adventure.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.